On to property prices. More of your comments very shortly indeed. The median asking price for a property in Kerry now stands over €227,000. That's according to myhome.ie property price report. It shows property prices in Kerry have mirrored the national trend by falling during the last quarter. In fact, falling for the last two quarters. That's still up 5% compared to this time last year. Asking prices for a three-bed semi-detached house in the county fell by 2,500 in the quarter over to 196,000 euros. So what's happening? Things are changing, but gradually. I spoke to Managing Director of myhome.ie, Joanne Geary, and first of all asked her for the change in the property market that we're seeing.
Well, nationally, Gerry, what we're seeing in the first quarter of the year is a modest slowdown in asking prices, but also in final sale prices as well. So this is the third consecutive quarter that we have seen asking prices falling. It's modest enough. It's down overall by 0.3%. However, we're still up in terms of asking price inflation year on year. So if I was speaking to you this time last year, asking price inflation would have been at just over 12%. This time, at the moment, this year, we're at just over 3%, 3.2%. So you can see what's happening is that there is a gradual cooling and a modest slowdown happening in the market year on year. When we also look at sold prices, and this is probably the more interesting data here, because asking prices is one thing. What people are always interested about is actually what does the final sale price of the property go for. What we're also seeing in that data, which we've analysed thousands of homes on My Home against the property price register, is that there was a peak of premiums being achieved in the sold price last year, 6% over asking, and that has now slowed to just 1% over the asking price. And that would be on valuation set, say, in September. So we're now seeing that the final sold price on an asking price in September is now just over 1% on that asking price.
Okay, does that suggest, and look, I know it can be a complicated thing and a changing picture, but that we've reached the peak of the market, does that suggest, and it's slowly starting to turn? I know also all of these figures underlined by the lack of supply in the market.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're seeing in this data is that there was very frothy and stretched valuations at the start of last year. That was a post-pandemic effect, that prices were still moving ahead of affordability. And actually what we're now seeing is that affordability is speaking, the market is speaking, and that those valuations and final asking and sold prices are starting to come back. I don't think this is a free fall, and certainly our data wouldn't suggest that this is a free fall for a couple of reasons. The supply that you mentioned is incredibly constrained. We have 13,500 roughly properties for sale on My Home at the moment. That would have been 20,000 before the pandemic. So we're still 30% off in terms of supply versus where we were before the pandemic. But we also have a very robust and resilient demand in this marketplace that has continued. The Irish economy itself is performing very well. We have very strong employment and very strong immigration into the country. The other reason that we feel that this isn't a free fall is that it's not expected that the European Central Bank will raise interest rates as aggressively as they are doing in the UK and in the US, you know, and it was also that decision by the Central Bank of Ireland towards the end of last year to loosen the mortgage lending rules for first-time buyers, which is going to increase affordability for those first-time buyers, and that in effect will keep prices propped up this year. So we would have been forecasting at the end of last year, we would have been forecasting asking price inflation of about 4%. We've now scaled that back somewhat to about 1.5% for the year. What you're likely to see in the next quarter is a continuing kind of steady as she goes. You know, asking prices are going to tip along. There might be some increases, there might be some minor decreases, but you'll see that 1.5% that we're forecasting in asking price inflation more coming towards the back end of the year.
Yeah. Joanne, is there a mixed picture here between what's happening in the Dublin market and then in rural Ireland?
I think what we're seeing is that asking prices are adjusting quicker in Dublin, and you know that tends to happen in the cities, in particular. In Dublin, it's where the asking price adjustment is happening quicker. So you know, in Dublin, our asking price inflation was only 0.6% in Dublin, and it was 5% across the country outside of Dublin. So you're still seeing pockets of the country where asking prices are increasing. and certainly the picture is that prices are reducing, asking prices are reducing. If I look to Kerry in particular, what we're certainly seeing in Kerry is that prices have fallen again in this first quarter of the year by €2,500. That's following a fall in the quarter of last year of €5,000. So the second quarter that we're seeing a fall in asking prices in Kerry, and that would very much mirror what's happening in certainly some other counties as we look at the data.
And is that down to any specific reason, or is it supply underpinning it, or just that, let's say, those valuations, that demand that was there post-pandemic, maybe to get out of the city, demand for a holiday home, demand from cash buyers was a factor?
Yeah, well, I think it's certainly a symptom of very strong and frothy prices that were being achieved in Kerry in the last year. If I look overall what's happening in the county, the median asking price in the county in Kerry now is at €227,500. That's an overall rise in the year of €12,500. You know, a lot of that price increasing would have been happening in the first and second quarter of last year. So actually what you're seeing now is that those strong and stretched and frothy valuations in the first half of last year are starting to come back based on affordability. What's also, you know, slightly concerning in the Kerry market to me is that there's been an overall decrease in supply in Kerry by 30%, 30%. There's 269 properties available for sale in the county, and a big county, in the first quarter of this year. That very tight supply would suggest to me that, you know, as the year continues, unless supply improves somewhat, which it could in the second quarter of the year, but unless supply doesn't improve, you'll see prices starting to edge back up again in Kerry, because there was still very strong demand. People, you know, still want to buy. You know, the demand is there. We can see that in mortgage approval levels. But, you know, that supply is an issue, certainly in Kerry. That would worry me, 30% off.
Suggesting that we need to get building more houses, and particularly different types of houses alongside the social housing, and maybe the upper end, we also need to build middle-of-the-road houses that people can afford.
Absolutely. You know, supply is the underlying issue in all parts of the country. And if I take you back to 2016, which is when the last census was, the census told us that we had an overall population increase by 360,000 people in the country in 2016. In that intervening period, we have only built 120,000 houses, social, affordable, you know, new homes available for sale and so on. So 360 extra thousand people living in the country, and we only built 120,000 in our housing stock.
That's showing so the population is outstripping. Like we're just falling further behind because of the growth in our population, the success of our economy, and the natural growth in our population on top of it.
Yes, and we have a very we've a very robust economy, as I said, you know, very strong employment. You know, the brakes are coming on here in terms of supply. You know, we built 30,000 units in the market last year. That's well short of where we need to be. Forecasters are saying we'll build somewhere between 27,000, maybe 28,000 units this year. You know, we need to be building over 50,000 units a year, if not more, to catch up with the demand that's already here in the market, let alone, you know, the new population and, you know, the new immigrants that have come into the country. We're 5.1 million people at the moment. The forecasters are saying we're likely to get to a population of size of 5.8 million by 2036. That's not very far away in terms of property planning terms. So we need to get building all types of accommodation, social, affordable, property available to buy and to rent. And of course, the dysfunctional rental market is pushing people to try and get on the ladder as quickly as they can. You know, and very often in circumstances now, you know, it is much more affordable to be able to buy than to rent if you can get on the ladder and if you can get a mortgage and if you can find something to buy.
Yeah, finally, Joanne, you're not seeing so a major shock developing from interest rate increases and maybe lack of mortgage lending because of what's happening with inflation. You're seeing plenty of demand still being there on the demand side.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the supply is the biggest issue here. You know, demand has still stayed very strong. You know, people are obviously concerned about the interest rate hikes and also the cost of living concerns, you know, energy costs and so on that we all have. But we do see that demand is there. you know, we're just not building and supplying enough stock into this market. But you can certainly see that asking prices are coming back to a more of an affordable level, and that's certainly good news for buyers out there who are hoping to get on the ladder this year.
Joanne, listen, thanks very much for going through that for us this morning.
No problem, Gerry. Take care.